The two major pay cable networks, HBO and Showtime, are competing this month in a battle that won't be joined by the broadcast networks, the battle to present the sexiest anthology series. Earlier this month, HBO premiered a weekly series called Strangers, in which strange people meet under often strange circumstances. This weekend, Showtime presents the telemovie pilot for a forthcoming series called Red Shoes Diaries, in which a young man reads and imagines the intimate thoughts of young women. TV critic David Bianculli has seen both of these adult series and has this review.
First of all, let's establish what's going on here. The premium channels, the ones you pay extra for on top of your monthly cable fee, had a bad year last year. So they finally wised up that the way for them to get and keep more subscribers is to offer more stuff they can't get anywhere else. Not just movies, which eventually can be rented from local video stores, but original programming. Programming the networks aren't providing. In the area of children's TV, that means Showtime's Shelley Duvall's Fairy Tale Theater. In comedy, it means HBO's Dream On, where the language and situations are more adult than broadcast network censors will allow. In suspense, it means Tales from the Crypt, also from HBO, which is the most warped and one of the most enjoyable shows on TV. And borrowing an idea that until now has been largely monopolized by the Playboy Channel, HBO and Showtime are going after viewers by offering sex. Sexy TV dramas, that is. HBO's Strangers is from the producers of The Hitchhiker, and it's set in Paris, but not because that's the best place to tell stories about romance. Like The Hitchhiker, Strangers is an international co-production, which means it's pre-sold to French TV as well as American cable. The deal is, each episode has to be set in France, feature at least one French actor, and use a largely French crew. As a result, Strangers is about as intimate and compelling as a board of directors meeting. It's all business and very little pleasure. In the episodes I've seen, the biggest star has been Joan Chen from Twin Peaks. She's good, but the writing isn't.
I feel sort of strange. No, actually, I feel really strange. You know, I don't feel. I can't feel completely.
Showtime's Red Shoe Diaries, on the other hand, is directed and co-written by Zalman King, who co-wrote 9½ Weeks and several other notoriously erotic movies. The pilot episode, a full-length telemovie, is about a young woman, played by Bridget Bako, who's killed herself, and the fiancé she left behind. He finds and reads her diary and learns about her secret life with another man. First, he reads each entry, then we see her sexual encounters acted out, and sometimes hear her inner thoughts at the same time.
The minute I saw him, I understood what I wanted. Something I'd never had in my life. Something I've always gladly given up to others. The greatest aphrodisiac of all. Control.
This first-person commentary is what pushes Red Shoe Diaries above the norm in this genre. David Duchovny, who played the cross-dressing FBI agent in Twin Peaks, stars as the young man, who in future episodes will solicit and read other women's diaries. And actually, here's where broadcasting on public radio has its drawbacks. I can't play much of the dialogue from either of these series. And while Bako was talking about control in that scene, she was simultaneously touching and licking and doing some things I might not be able to show, even if this were public TV. If Red Shoe Diaries were a theatrical film, it'd be rated R for both language and sexual content. And that's exactly what Showtime is after. Future episodes will feature such actresses as Joan Severance from Wise Guy and Denise Crosby from Star Trek The Next Generation. It's a higher class of production than Strangers, which HBO is showing at midnight on Fridays. Red Shoes, with all its erotic scenes, is placed squarely in the middle of primetime on Saturday night. It has a touch of class. Strangers, on the other hand, has a touch of crass.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.